incredible humor, with incredible cheer and incredibly high spirits. And that's certainly something new that Neha and many thousands of young people have shown us. And that's an inspiration for even someone like me.
And Shuddha, you brought up Omar Khalid, who's been in jail without trial for over 5 years. And actually, New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani brought him up while speaking about Nelson Mandela's legacy at a recent event. And he said, "Why must we wait as Omar Khalid enters his sixth year of captivity in Delhi? A political prisoner jailed under the same manufactured charges of terrorism that were once leveled against Madiba."
We're going to have to end it there. We thank you so much for both being with us, Shuddhabratha Sengupta, artist of the Rocks Media Collective, and Neha Bhoda, who just completed a 23-day hunger strike. That does it for our show. I'll be in Martha's Vineyard July 31st, Friday night, for the screening of Steal the Story, Please, and Q&A after. I'm Amy Goodman with Anjali Kamat.
Support for KFAI comes, in part, from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting ML Buch, Thursday, July 30th. Danish musician, composer, and producer, ML Buch makes her debut at the Cedar, layering open-tune, seven-string guitar over ethereal digital landscapes. ML Buch creates an immersive sound that references dream pop and shoegaze. Opening the show is Lee Noble. More information about ML Buch with Lee Noble is available at thecedar.org.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Space Monkey Mafia and Left on 10th at the Turf Club Wednesday, July 29th. Minneapolis's own Space Monkey Mafia is rooted in 90s and 2000s ska and punk, infused with a healthy dose of contemporary influences, lyrical urgency, and a message to meet the moment. Co-headlining this show is Left on 10th. Opening the show is Sunshine and the Nightwalkers. More information about Space Monkey Mafia and Left on 10th at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Hey, and you are listening to KFAI 90.3 Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. I'm going to be your host, Gavin, for the next hour. We got some summer theme music. Super excited. Stick with me.
Please don't heed my shout. Thank you. double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double Dutch, that's them dancing.
Send me away off on one.
you're hearing right now is Steve Hyatt. He was apparently a photographer, a fashion photographer. He released a couple books, I know, of photographs that he had taken. And then suddenly he recorded an album in 1983. It's called Down on the Road by the Beach. You can't find it on streaming. This kind of has a cult following. It really doesn't sound like 1983 to me, though. It sounds so modern. And it sounds so cool, like stepping into a cool pool. It's still hot out there. It's been hot for a long time. It feels like I'm ready for the 80-degree weather instead of the 90-degree weather. Sounds like maybe next week. But we're dealing with it. Before this, what you heard was Stephen Malkmus, one of the kings of summer, at least in the 90s, his solo career. It's called Pink India from his self-titled solo record from 2001. Love Pavement and love Stephen Malkmus, so happy to play that. And before that, we had a queen of summer from the 90s, Liz Phair. She did a lot of great work in the 90s. That's from her sophomore record from 1994. It's called Whip Smart, the song and the album. And before that, we had Grass and Summer's Cauldron from XTC off the record Skylarking 1986. Of course, you gotta play those because it feels like it's a summer's cauldron outside. It's just so hot and humid so much of the time. But as with many Minnesota summers, even when it's hot, you kind of still love it if you can get air conditioning and everything. We got some more music coming up. I'm going to front announce some of it because I don't know if I'm going to have a ton of time to talk through it later. We have one song left in this next half hour. It's called Cool Cool Water. It's by the Beach Boys. There's a really cool transition coming up between this song and that one that I'm looking forward to. It's from the Beach Boys' 1970 record called Sunflower. So after they had a lot of their hits like Help Me Rhonda and California Girls and Good Vibrations and all those amazing songs after Brian kind of fell apart, R.I.P. But Cool Cool Water was kind of a fragment from the Smile Sessions that kind of fell apart in 1967 that they later kind of iterated and added a Moog synthesizer onto, and it sounds really cool and forward-thinking for a Beach Boys record in 1970. It's one of my favorites by them. So, looking forward to that. And that should close off the first half of the set. Enjoy. Thank you.
ocean or in a glass. Cool water is such a gas.
Support for KFAI comes in part from the Dakota, presenting Braxton Cook, Wednesday, August 12th. Saxophonist Braxton Cook is touring with last year's release, Not Everyone Can Go, and his soon-to-be-released new album, Elastic Groove. Blending jazz and R&B, Braxton Cook's music is both a personal and cultural statement. Blending themes of love, social justice, and progress into music that speaks to today's social climate while remaining timeless. More information about Braxton Cook live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Support for KFAI comes from the Landmark Center, presenting Music on the Cortile. Free live musical performances taking place over five Thursday lunch hours from June 26th through August 20th.
Thursday, August 20th, Ani XO takes the stage. Ani XO's music is a blend of folk stylings and alternative songwriting to convey the struggles of youth in a postmodern landscape.
The noon to 1 p.m. concert is free and open to the public. You're invited to bring your lunch and enjoy the show.
More information about Ani XO live at the Musser Cortile is available at landmarkcenter.org.
Okay. Yes, rest in peace, Brian Wilson. He died last summer, along with Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, two of the most awesome American pop musicians that ever existed, and they died like within a month of each other. It was really sad. I was trying to fit in some Sly Stone in this set, but I don't know, I just couldn't find the right transition point there. I'll play it some other time. So many great songs. Hot Fun in the Summertime? I mean, that would have been perfect. The second half of this set, I am transitioning a little bit from the summer vibes to something that was inspired by my recent trip to Portland. I went last week and spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 days there and just really enjoyed my time. So much greenery, so many spruce fir trees. Got to see the redwoods, Mount Hood, the ocean, and of course Portland itself with its wonderful culture, food trucks, biking, all that stuff. So this second half is dedicated to Portland and Oregon in general. What a wonderful place to be. We're starting off here with Yola Tango. This is from their Leaving Home, is the name of the song. This is from their soundtrack for the film Old Joy. It was released in like 2006. This actually got recently reissued last year, and it's kind of included because the film takes place in the Cascade Mountains in Oregon, which is a very beautiful place to be. So yeah, starting off with this, and then we are going to transition into a lot of songs by a certain band or artist called Emperor X, who is not from Portland, but we ended up seeing them in Portland while we were there, and his name is Chad Metheny, and he's just such a wonderful artist. I've been following him for years at this point, and I just love so much of his music, and he just came out with a new record called Unified Field this year, and that's what he was touring. And I've been loving it so much. And the performance that he put on in Portland was unforgettable. I don't know, one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Unfortunately, that tour is over. But next time he tours, watch out for it. We're going to start out with a few songs from him. We're going to have Superbus, that's coming up. That's from Unified Field, that new record. And then A Mouthful of Increasingly Dangerous Substances as well from that new record. Between them, we will have a little brief interlude of Kraftwerk, which transitions well. I will say it sounds a little indiscreet, I guess, but it's just people biking. It's just men biking. So if you hear any strange sounds, that's all it is. Don't intimate anything else. Sorry, you'll understand when you hear it. I was just like having a very fun time laughing, like mixing this song in. It's just because there's lots of bikers in Portland, so I wanted to throw in a shout out to them. But yeah, we'll start out with those three songs, and then I'll come back and announce the rest. See you soon.
Empty ceasefire. try to warn you, but I can't remember. I'm keeping out of the rain in a trailer on the edge of the sea. I sit around and I stare at the cliffs and dream about New Jersey. I never saw you again, but every time I drive, I hear another holy decree from the God of the abstract.
plaisant
sur les pavés.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Le vélo vite réparé.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Le peloton est regroupé.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Camarades et amitié.
Are bored. A subtle knife in the wind strikes an unknown chord. The choir sings by the red light on the shipping canal. Mouthful of gallium alloy, it's about to melt down the back of my throat. The last thing I felt as it coated my stomach was a need to call home. Every month by the cycle bridge, I watch the water line move up another half an inch. Then I go swimming. Hey, full of lithium oxide and acid ore, blow a hole in the earth, start a new cold war. I feel the currents cascade across the last 20 cents in the world. Mouthful of sugary arsenic and CS gas fills the lungs of the so-called working class, and our PayPal accounts won't have enough for our rent anymore. Still every month by the cycle bridge, I watch the water line move up another half an inch. Then I go swimming down every road and every ocean side, where a seawall stands connected to reflective neon lights. Unleash your 100,000 fireflies and come swimming.
Okay. So yeah, two songs from the new Emperor X album is called Unified Field. Came out on June 26th this year, so I've had a good month to listen to it, and it's really grown on me. Of course, seeing him do the songs live also made me like them more. Yeah, those were the two singles from the record. I think there were two other ones. And this, again, is Yola Tango, and of course, between the Emperor X songs, we had the wonderful Kraftwerk doing Tour de France. That's a remix. I think they released the single originally in the 80s, and then they did a whole album based on the Tour de France in 2003 or something, later in their career, and they remixed that single, and I really like it, so I wanted to throw it in there to dedicate to all the bikers in Portland or elsewhere. But it was still fun to include because of all the heavy breathing of the bikers. Just bikers. Don't worry. Got some more music coming up. More Emperor X from earlier in his career. Some replacements. And then we'll cap it off with more Yola Tango. So stay tuned. Hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, wow.
Somebody say what?
Shock and surprise.
Shock and surprise. Shock. Okay.
Turns to rust, and your
secondhand clothes. Trust no one, I suppose. It's too late, turn back, here we go. Portland, oh no. It's too late, turn back, here we go. Yeah, ooh, Portland. Yeah. Shared a pack of lies for lunch. Credit card almighty, bring in the next little bunch. Then you owe me on a hunch, and your eyes just wanna close. There's nothing changing, I suppose. It's too late, turn back, here we go. Sorry.
Hummingbird.
then the storm makes landfall. Your wings move so fast under the streaming light. The air swallows up every word that we'll ever speak, but the air also holds you high. Our seawall fell down, the ocean broke through. We're nothing like you, hummingbird.
Okay, and that was Hummingbird by Emperor X. That's off his 2022 record. It's called The Lakes of Zones B and C. Really cool story. When we saw him live in Portland last week, he was playing the whole set with a band, which is not usual, and then he did like some requests solo. But then right at the end of the set, he like walked off the stage, unplugged his guitar, and played Hummingbird, and we all kind of like sat in a circle around him. And it was so amazing, like one of my favorite live performance moments that I've been a part of. Such a beautiful song about resilience and grace and hope. Before that, we had Portland by The Replacements. That's an outtake. They never released it during their career until I think a compilation that came out in the 2000s. That was actually a remix of the song that was released on one of their recent reissues. And before that, we had an Emperor X live performance. It's called Allahu Akbar. It was in Philadelphia that was recorded, got released in 2013. Just a great example of the kind of energy that he brings to the stage and why his live performances are so good. But that's all for me for today. Thank you so much for tuning in for this hour of music. We got KFAI's own disco show coming up, Skate Town USA. Stay tuned if you're into that, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
It's 2 o'clock and you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.